B. Tamarisk trees. Farmers in the southeastern United States began to plant a non-native tree species called tamarisk in the early 1900s. Tamarisk trees were considered to be effective at preventing erosion by rivers. This is because their deep root systems are ideal for stabilizing the soil. However, their roots have also given tamarisks a reputation for consuming huge amounts of water and lowering river levels. Additionally, tamarisks are accused of harming native tree species because they are said to release salt into the soil, making it impossible for other trees to grow. Some ecologists, however, believe the tamarisk has been unfairly targeted. They say that tamarisks are simply growing in areas where native species had already been destroyed. What's more, experiments have shown that tamarisks consume no more water than many native species do. Finally, the ecologists say that it is the damming of rivers, not tamarisks, which is causing the higher salt levels in soil. When river flow rates are reduced by dams, the water evaporates, leaving behind salt. Without floods to wash the salt away, this salt accumulates. Despite the evidence, however, various efforts to remove tamarisk trees are still in progress.
Questions. Number 13. Why were tamarisk trees originally planted in the southeastern United States? Number 14. What is one thing some ecologists say about tamarisk trees?